From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. North Korea's leader is addressing a massive parade as part of a celebration marking 70 years since the nation's ruling party was created. The BBC's Jill McIvering reports.
As the parade began, thousands of soldiers in tight formation marched through Pyongyang's main square, named for Kim Il-sung, the country's founder and current leader's grandfather. This massive display is a proud show of military strength, watched closely worldwide for signs of North Korea's latest weaponry. The current leader, Kim Jong-un, received salutes from commanders. Today's events assert his party's role both in the country and over the powerful armed forces.
The BBC's Jill McIvering. President Obama drew mixed reaction during a visit to Roseburg, Oregon yesterday. The president held a private meeting with relatives of the 9 people killed in the mass shooting at a local community college. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson has more.
The president met with some family members of the victims at Roseburg High School. John Palmer was one of the roughly 200 people outside the Roseburg airport protesting Obama's visit.
I don't think it's genuine. I don't think he really cares about the families and the loss and the tragedy. I think he cares more about pushing his agenda.
Others in Roseburg say they were glad the president came. Obama said the country would have to come together to prevent future shootings like the one that took place here last week. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Roseburg, Oregon.
A freshman at Texas Southern University is dead and another student is wounded as a result of a Friday morning shooting in the parking lot of a student housing complex. Houston police say they're holding 2 people and seeking a third for questioning. New tales, meanwhile, are emerging about a deadly shooting at an Arizona college Friday. From Flagstaff, KJZZ's Laurel Morales reports that it began with a fight.
Members of the Delta Chi fraternity fought with 18-year-old Stephen Jones outside a Northern Arizona University residence hall. Police say Jones claims he was punched in the face, then chased to his car. Prosecutors say Jones got his gun from a car, then shot the men at close range. Colin Brow died from 2 gunshot wounds to his chest and shoulder. At least one other student was shot. Jones is charged with 1 count of first-degree homicide and 3 counts of aggravated assault. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
A judge has ordered Florida's legislature to draw new boundary lines for the state's 27 congressional districts. The ruling could affect Congressman Daniel Webster, a candidate for U.S. House Speaker. A new map the judge has sent to the state Supreme Court would break up Webster's constituency. The old map was drawn by Republican lawmakers in a state where the majority of registered voters are Democrats, according to Florida's Department of State's website. This is NPR News. Honolulu's homeless are being swept out of what was one of the largest homeless encampments in the United States. The site along the Pacific Ocean near Waikiki had been home to some people for over a year. It's been nearly 20 years since California became the first state in the nation to legalize medical marijuana. Yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown signed off on 3 bills to set rules for retail dispensaries, pot growers, and manufacturers of products containing cannabis. Danielle Carson reports.
No more cracks about California being the Wild West, say state officials. The 70-page Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act spells out rules covering licenses for indoor and outdoor cultivation, transportation, product testing, distribution, and dispensaries. Individuals will be allowed to grow small amounts of medical marijuana for personal use. State regulators will start issuing licenses to suppliers and distributors in 2018. Medical marijuana advocates say the next step is getting an initiative on the ballot next year, legalizing pot for recreational use. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
A federal judge in Massachusetts is refusing to dismiss a defamation lawsuit against Bill Cosby. 3 women claim the comedian damaged their reputations by denying he drugged and sexually abused them decades ago. Cosby was deposed Friday in a separate lawsuit by a woman alleging he molested her when she was 15. More than 4 dozen women have publicly accused him of sexually abusing them decades ago. Cosby denies the allegations and has never been charged.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.